Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. How many of you are animal lovers? Are you a dog person or a cat person? Maybe you're both. Anyways, after tonight's story, you may reconsider. Listen. Forget everything you think you know about the universe and the world. None of it matters. What I will tell you about what had happened in this friggin' forest is true. I will not stretch the story. I will not add random bullcrap to the story. I will only tell you what friggin' happened. The truth. I had a cabin house in the forest of Great Lakes, Canada. It was the middle of summer, so I decided that I could also bring my dog Maple. Maple was a German Shepherd, and a smart one at that. She knew exactly what she was doing. She knew how to handle a situation, and above all, she was a good friend. We got to my cabin in the forest, unpacked my and Maple's stuff, and I decided that since it was the summer, and I had virtually nothing to do while I was on vacation, I could take Maple for a stroll through the forest. Before I took Maple out to the walk, I decided that I'd take a quick nap, as I rarely get them anymore. I simply had too much on my hands nowadays, you know? Once I woke up from my nap, Maple wanted to be taken outside immediately, and I did so as she wished. The sun is pounding down on me and Maple, and the heat from it felt like you were staring into hell itself. Of course, you're not actually staring into hell. You're just walking on the planet that prepares you for hell. While on our walk, we noticed some strangely shaped pine cones and leaves. I could have sworn that I saw something that looked unhumanoid behind a tree. I brushed it off as me being tired and my eyes playing tricks on me, because that is the most logical explanation at the time. We get back to the cabin after about an hour or so long walk. I made myself bacon and poured some syrup on it and ate away. Of course, Maple will do anything for syrup, which is partly why we called her Maple, and I give her my scraps and head to bed. I wake up around 4 in the morning to Maple scratching on the door wanting to be taken outside, so I do as she wants and I take her outside. She does her business and we begin to walk back towards the cabin, but before we enter in, Maple sits down and looks at the forest. Just looks. Nothing else. I look at her and she turns her head looking at me. Her face, it looks like she knows something bad is in the forest. Something evil. Something demonic. I look into the forest, and to no one's surprise, I see nothing. I call for Maple and she wouldn't move. Come on, Maple. I tell her. Still, no movement. She's breathing heavily and begins to bark. What is she barking at? I began to think. Still, I need to get myself and Maple back to bed. I begin to somewhat pull her leash, causing her to get mad at me for moving her when she so desperately wanted to keep barking at whoever or whatever is in the forest. I finally drag her inside and get myself to sleep. Maple wouldn't sleep. She just sat at the nearest window looking at the forest. Now this is bullcrap, I told myself, but I needed sleep, and since she wasn't causing any alarm, I thought I could just leave her there and she'd find sleep at some point. When I wake up and open my door, Maple is still sitting there. She doesn't even pay attention to me opening the door. Maybe I just need to take her to the vet, I began to wonder. I sit down at the table, considering the thought. I make myself some Eggos, and as soon as I pour the maple syrup on them, she looks at me and begins to walk over. Ah, you just wanted something to eat, didn't you? I gave her some of my waffles. Good girl, I tell her as she eats her food. I was finally able to get her to stop staring at the dang door, although I didn't feel safe enough to take her to the forest anymore. I will take her on a walk by the outskirts of the forest.
She does her business as soon as we go outside, and I take her on the walk. This time, she is scared to go into the forest. She wouldn't even stay on my right, which is closer to the forest. She would only stay to my left, no matter what. I even tried moving her to my right, but she wouldn't budge. As we were walking, I could have sworn I saw that same unhumanoid figure looking at us from the forest. This time, I didn't brush it off as my eyes playing tricks on me, because Maple saw it too. She just sat there like she did an hour ago. I knew something was wrong. The creature that was looking at us walked away. Maple, instead of deciding to get up and run to the cabin, ran towards the forest. You see, Maple was always a good dog. If she ran away, I could call for her and she'd come right back, meaning there was no purpose for the leash. When she ran into the forest, I called for her, but this time, she wouldn't come back. I tried to run for her, but dang was she fast. I couldn't catch up to her, and I fell on a stick while I was running towards her. Although Maple didn't come back to me when I first called for her, I assumed that she would know her way back because she was good with that kind of stuff. I assumed that whatever was looking at us was probably a deer or something, so I didn't worry too much. I walked back to the cabin and waited, yet Maple never came. One day passed and I thought, maybe she's a little lost. I'll call out to her. And so I did. I went outside and spent around an hour just sitting there calling out to her. I heard something coming from the woods, and I got my hopes up. Sadly, it was just a flock of birds, and I went to my room and began to cry. Call me a wussy or whatever you want, but that dog was mine. I got her when I was 14, and to lose a pet after having her for so long is the worst feeling ever. I awoke at 2 a.m. to the sound of something knocking at my door. I walked over to open the door, but before I could, I began to feel uneasy, like the feeling you get when you think that someone or something is watching you, knowing your every move, your breathing pattern, your blinking pattern. I slowly backed away from the door when I heard in a low monotone and the mocking voice say,
"Come here, Maple. Don't run, bad girl."
And then I froze. Whoever was on the outside of the door knew Maple's name and knew the exact words I said to her when she ran into the forest. I tried to ignore the person on the other side, but they would not go away. They kept knocking and mocking me, calling for my dog not to run away, and at one point, they even said that they were watching. Now, did I know what that meant? No, but it sure as hell scared me. I tried to find sleep, but I couldn't. All night long, whatever was on the outside of the door wouldn't stop. Eventually, though, I did find sleep. Of course, it was after hours of fear and crying, but I did fall asleep. I wasn't able to recover from Maple missing. Every day, I would eat a bunch of maple syrup because it was her favorite thing in the world. I mourned, yes, but I also felt angry at her for leaving me. If only she wasn't such a bad girl, I began to think. But as soon as I would think like that, I would always turn the blame on me for being a bad owner. What did I do wrong? Was it my fault for not putting a leash on her? Was that kind of stuff that I was thinking? This kept going for a couple of days, but one day, while I was taking a nap, I woke to hear scratching at the door. I leapt with joy, beginning to hope that it was Maple, and when I opened the door, my hopes came true. But there was something different about her. For one, she was very malnourished, but that made sense. She was a big dog that needed to eat, and when she went in the forest alone, God, it must have been horrible for her. But besides her being malnourished, she was also acting different. Now, since Maple is about 7 years old, the word maple syrup is kind of engraved in her head. Normally, when I would say, "Want some maple syrup, girl?" she would wag her tail and follow me. This time, when I asked her the same question, she looked at me. Her eyes looked different. I can't explain how they were different. I could just tell you that they were. She also began to slowly growl. I began to question whether this was my dog or not, but I guess I wanted to see Maple so badly that I didn't care. She wouldn't sit next to me while I watched TV. I went to bed. I wake up to knocking at my door. It's literally the middle of the night, 12 a.m. to be exact. Whoever was behind that door somehow knew I was in the room. The knocking stopped, and for a second I thought I was safe. But then, I began to hear clapping. Not any old clapping, but the special clapping I do for Maple's attention. It even had the same rhythm to it. Clap, wait 1 second. Clap, wait 2 seconds. Clap, wait 1 second. Rinse and repeat. And as it's clapping, it says in a familiar low monotone and mocking voice,
"Oh goody, Maple is back. That's just a joy. It was also a joy to rip and eat her insides."
What? What the hell? I didn't know who was behind that door, but it was not human. It began to clap again, and just as it did, I realized that whatever I let into my cabin was not my dog. I let something more sinister into my house. I tried to sleep and hope whatever was behind that door wouldn't realize that I didn't have a lock on it. I tried to sleep and hope whatever was behind that door wouldn't realize that I didn't lock it. It was asleep. Once I woke up, I packed my crap up, not even taking Maple's toys and food, because it wouldn't even matter now. I didn't believe in ghosts or demons or spirits or any of the sorts. But what I think I encountered that night was a skinwalker. Ever since that night, I let whatever that thing was into my cabin. I turned to religion. It was the only thing I could do instead of committing suicide, of course. Which I tried. Oh yes, I tried. People think skinwalkers don't exist, but they do. They exist, but they're hiding. They're hiding ready to strike at humans. I'm lucky I left the cabin alive. I don't ever want to go back to my cabin in Great Lakes, Canada. It's faint, but sometimes I could swear I hear a clapping in the same rhythm I did for Maple when I'm alone in my house. If you, or a family member, or even a friend, or anyone thinks of going to Great Lakes, Canada, try to stop them. It might seem like an innocent, fun place, but there is something more sinister and evil than any of us can imagine, and it's hiding in the forest. Don't go to Great Lakes, Canada, ever. Whoa, I hope that you guys all enjoyed the creepy tale tonight. You know, when I was first reading through this story, I was thinking it was a Wendigo story. You know, with the whole mocking stuff like that. But then, I started to realize about the whole dog. The whole, you know, I'm not going to say the word. Anyways, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe if you haven't already done so. And make sure you do this one last favor for me. Spread me like butter.